Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Dadcast. I am JP. That is Nick. Nick, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. You just got really blurry. That was so weird.
Oh, it's because this cool camera. See, you know what I'm saying? It's
crazy. I need to update my stuff.
But see, now I'm forced with this new camera angle to, you know, if I'm going to talk to everyone, it's this way. But if I want to look at you guys, I'm over here. So I'm perplexed on where I need to place
the good side of your face, because the other side of your face just is absolutely disgusting.
It's scarred and horrible, like straight Darth Vader type stuff. I get it. Today on the show, man, we are stoked to have quite possibly the most accomplished X Games rider in the history of all things motorsport or motocross, Mr. Jared McNeil. How are you, man?
Oh, I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, of course, Dadcast, if you weren't aware, the premise of our show is we like to talk all things dad, our journey, our path, things we haven't accomplished, things we'd like to accomplish, things we are certainly disappointed in the fact that did get accomplished, all things dad, and of course, everything else when it comes to, you know, the world. So just forewarning, man, we do tend to go off the rails sometimes. So if we get off the whole dad topic, just know that that is a possibility and could happen.
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right. He's like, uh-oh, I don't know what to think.
What am I getting myself into?
Right.
What am I signing up for?
Jared, first off, the rite of passage, the most important question when it comes to our guests on Dadcast is, are you a dad?
I'm a dad. Freshly, 4 months, a bit over 4 months now. So like October 2nd last year.
Wow. So. Is it a boy or girl?
Congratulations.
A little boy. Yeah. So pretty stoked on that.
What's his name?
His name's Riot. That's R-Y-A-T-T.
Riot.
It's spelled a little bit different.
So now Riot has his own Instagram page too, I noticed.
He's got his
pretty
own
badass.
We had to do that. I mean, keeping up with the world these days, how stupid it's getting, the social media. You gotta, you know, just gotta start them off young.
So. Right.
Exactly.
So you're fresh, man. 4 months old. Is Riot, is he a good sleeper, or are you gotten some sleepless nights here so far?
I don't know what you'd call good sleep. he is up and down. I would say my wife definitely takes the heat on that.
Right.
She's half the time I'm like, babe, I didn't hear him crying. Like, I just didn't. And half the time she's just onto it, you know, tending to him real quick. So it's like, she kind of takes care of a lot of it. But I try and keep up to it. But, waking up at night and that, like, I mean, I didn't think I was that much of a deep sleeper, but I guess I am. But he's not too bad. Kind of getting him in a bit of a routine now, so it's like maybe you might get 2 or 3 hours maybe out of him in increments.
Right.
You know.
So you're killing it then.
It's working. he's doing okay. Sometimes the nights are bad and it might be throw us the curveball, but yeah, it's just
that's amazing.
I know, going through phases. They're like, oh, he's going through the 4 month phase now or whatever they talk about, but yeah,
there's a ton of phases, just be forewarned. Yeah. There's phases I didn't even know existed to be phases when it comes to little ones like that. And thank God for mom, right? Because I'm in the same boat, or was in the same boat. Thankfully, my kids are grown now. I have a 17, 11, and an 8-year-old. Nick's still kind of in that area, but I can't tell you how many times where I woke up and I was like, oh man, the kid slept through the whole night, and she just looks at me. No, they didn't. You slept through the whole night.
Dude, I've been doing that for the last 6 months.
Definitely guilty of that.
Yeah. I'm like, babe, Liam slept all night. She's like, no, he didn't. F you. No, he didn't. Dude, like last night, though, this is crazy. So, like, he sleeps in his crib for a while, right? Last night, he crawled out of his crib into the bed. So we wake up, he's in bed with us. We don't even know how he got there.
He's a climber.
Thank God he didn't leave.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Maybe
he fixed it himself.
He
didn't. I guess he didn't make a big fuss out of it. Just got it handled.
It's time to childproof.
Next to mama, and he was good.
Time to childproof those doors, Nick.
I know. I'm like, thank God he didn't leave the house. Like, little guy learns. He's just learned how to unlock doors.
Yeah, so they're driving the car.
Yeah, I know. Like, cops are going to be calling me, hey, your two-year-old's out cruising the streets. I'm like, whatever, good for him.
Jared, I got to compliment you. We touched on it right before we actually went into this thing, but I'm going to up the game, up the ante here, so to speak. I am willing to send you, even trade, a custom Dadcast cap for that hat you're wearing. Just saying.
It's not going to happen. This is like my pride and joy.
Hold on, we lost you. Can you hear us? Did you hit the mute button by any chance, Jared? Nick, are you there?
Can you hear me?
There you are, yes.
I can hear you.
We can hear you, but now we can't see you.
What's happened was...
Yeah, you're good.
Is... One second.
Sorry, I just turned on the car.
Yeah, I see that.
You're good, man. Everything's good.
We're back on. Yeah, I couldn't hear you on loudspeaker. My wife is actually just going into town right now, so she started the car up, and it was going through the car. So you guys were just basically talking to my wife for a little
bit. Oh, right on. She was
Jared's wife.
Yeah, hello, the missus.
Sorry. So go back to before we got interrupted. What was that again?
Basically, you were telling me there's not a snowball's chance in hell that you're ever going to switch hats with me. So yeah, we can move on.
yeah, exactly. So yeah, I got this hat in Australia, and it's an Akubra. So I got it, and I guess you pay top dollar for these things. So it's I've had it for a long time now, and I've worn it in. It's like pretty broken in, and people are like, I'm pretty touchy with this hat now. I'm like, it's like pretty sentimental to me, and I've got some other ones that Akubra sent me, some like, you know, newer ones, right. Like a newer version of it in a black. And I've got a couple of other styles of them, but they're just, there's nothing like Old Faithful. She's just a good hat.
Gotcha. Know? Well, I've just come up with another scenario, another plan. If you're into it, we're going to go ahead and send you one of these hats out for free anyway, but
sounds like
you're still competing, right? You're still doing all your things.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Next gold medal, when you're on that podium, you wear that Dadcast hat for us.
Oh, I wonder what Monster will say about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can put a Monster. You can put a sticker right there. Yeah.
Maybe I
can
put a Monster logo on it.
There you go. I need to see if we get sponsored by Monster is what I need to see. Then we can get. Then we'll have our official Monster Dadcast hats.
Yeah, exactly. You would have.
We'll get on it, Nick. What are you waiting for? You've contacted every other business in the world. Why not Monster?
I know.
Can we start with Rockstar first, though?
I was holding out for Zoa.
Yeah, I know the Rocks thing. Oh, and by the way, this episode is brought to you in part locally by Fox KMVU 26. Thank you very much. That's where the logo is going to go. Jerry, so I'm going to ask you a couple questions. When you found out... you know, when the wife broke it to you that we're pregnant, and by were, yes. I mean her, what was the immediate emotional response from you?
I mean, it was kind of funny because, it was kind of like she had this big, like reveal for me, like wanted to do this big plan. And then, she did a test and, there was like a positive and then a negative, and so it was like a bit decisive, and then there was a positive one. So yeah, when she broke the news to me, it was just like, man, like this is, now we're in the deep end, like having a kid, it's pretty insane. Like I felt not long ago that I was a kid, so I feel like I'm 30 now and I feel like I'm still a kid at heart. So obviously we wanted to make those steps in life, and I kind of wanted to be, I wanted to be, you know, in my 20s if I could, or my early 30s to have a kid. I wanted to try and be a younger dad, and just to be able to enjoy those good times, you know, doing cool things while I still can, I guess. So, right. Yeah. So when I heard the news, like obviously having a kid, that was just, it's pretty mind blowing. It's a pretty sick feeling, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it is. Cool. Man. I yeah, skew like, I skew on the older end of of a dad, and so does Nick recently, but he covers the whole gamut. He was super young when he had his first kid and then super old when he had his last kid. I was 36 years old when I found out I was having my first kid, and I thought all the years prior, and trust me, it wasn't for a lack of trying, that I was shooting blank, so to speak. And I thought it was never going to happen. And my lady came up to me the day after my birthday. So I was 36 years old and a day. She says, "I'm pregnant." And I said, "Really? Who else are you sleeping with?" Because there's no way it could be. And then it turns out that it just, you know, fate, whatever you want to call it, it just never worked out with anyone else, but with her it did. And then 2.5 years later we had another, and then she got the plumbing taken out and installed a playground, and so no more kids for us. I can tell you that yes, I got all my partying out of the way and all that good stuff. And like you said, you wanted to skew a little bit younger when having kids, so you could still have time to do all the fun things. I'm 47 years old. I'm not in the best shape of my life, but I can tell you I'm still able to do most of those things, man. So, you know, even if it had waited a little bit, good job.
Yeah, you're all longer, good. For sure. I think, you know, it's just, for me, I've traveled the world as a young kid. I've been traveling with Nitro Circus on and off tour buses, like kind of living like rock stars, traveling the world. I've seen everything and been everywhere. And, you know, obviously, like for me, growing up, just kind of wanting to have a family, like the right, like obviously COVID hit. We were supposed to be, have our wedding, and that got cancelled because COVID hit. And so on paper, we went and got married, but couldn't have our actual official wedding just yet. But you know, like it's one of those things that you find the person, the right person, the person you want to be with, and then it's like, you know, moving forward, it's like getting a house. So, you know, I got a property here in California, and that was always a dream of mine to have before I ever tried to have a family or got married. So, got the place and the girl, and then, you know, just got married on paper, and then started trying to have for a kid. And I guess what's nerve wracking too, when you find out that you are having a kid and she's pregnant, it's like, I know so many people that have had miscarriages and things like that, and you know, trouble with pregnancies and things like that. So it's, you're kind of scared too, because you're like, you know, you find out this awesome news, and now you've got 9 months of like, my wife, you know, trying to keep this thing healthy and alive inside and doing well. And it's always like, you know, you're kind of scared. You get doctor checkups. You don't want to find out bad news or things like that. And then finally, when the time comes and he comes out, it's like a healthy, good young boy, it's like even more crazy, you know?
That's awesome. And you can tell that Jared's still somewhat a new father, because he referred to his son as this thing.
Yeah.
Did you catch that, Nick?
Boys.
Hey, I still refer to Liam as a thing sometimes too, so it's all good.
little thing.
All right, so Jared, fast forward. You found out she's pregnant. And then 9 months later, the day arrives when little Riot is going to join this world. What was that day like for you?
Dude, that day was gnarly because it's going to get really interesting. But I was actually, so he was 2 weeks prior, like due date, like he's like 2 weeks early. So we had Nitro Circus going on around America. So I was away every weekend. Touring and she's, you know, I arranged with Nitro Circus to give me a couple of weeks off, like a week or two prior, and you know, a couple of weeks after, and that, and like a little bit of leave, I suppose you'd call it. And so we'd planned, like, that was like my last weekend of shows, and I was gonna have a 2 week break, and then it should have been around the time for him to come. So I'm not far from Detroit, Michigan, in the middle of nowhere, about like an hour and a half from the airport. And Kelsey calls me. It would have been probably 3 a.m. or something here in California, I would say.
Right.
And says, you know, there's like some gnarly pains, like this thing's coming, like I you know, I need to get going, and I think I need to get to, because she had a natural birth, which was pretty gnarly. So we had him at a natural birthing center, which has nothing to do with a hospital. So I was in Detroit, got a hold of the travel lady, because it was like probably 6 a.m. or something for me. So was fortunate enough I could get a hold of the travel lady that does all our bookings, and she was able to get me on a flight with a stopover in Texas. So I was at the airport. I took an hour and a half taxi to get to the airport. I'm in sitting in the in the area waiting for the plane. Kelsey's made it to the birthing center, and she's like having contractions, and she's in there, and I'm like watching a video just in the alley or in the hallways, you know, of the airport. And then I had the ladies like at the checkout, let me board super last minute so I could get on the plane last, so I could keep watching the video if something happened.
Right.
So turn the video off. I'm getting on the plane. Get on the plane. We take off. I connect to Wi-Fi, and I was able to connect video call. And my best friend's wife was in there with her. They picked her up from the house and took her into town. So they're dealing with that. I get a connection. I'm watching all this stuff unfold, and then I'm halfway through, or probably like a three quarters of the way through the flight, I've got a hoodie over my head. I'm like, I've got my little donut thing I sleep on. Like I've got it like all huddled up over the fold out tray.
Right.
And watching this unfold, literally he was born like 10:28 in the morning on the second. I'm on a plane literally watching my wife give birth to this baby, the whole thing live. He comes out. I literally like within 5 minutes of that happening, the Wi-Fi drops out, not even probably 5 minutes after. And I had no Wi-Fi for the rest of the flight. Landed in Texas for my stopover, and then flew to San Diego, an hour to the birthing center. And then literally within an hour of being at the birthing center, me and my wife went home with Riot. So same day, he was born at 10:28 and we were at home at 5:30 the same afternoon.
That is a story, man. That is,
awesome.
You know,
it was pretty gnarly. I wasn't there.
Right. But you were. I
was there on the phone. Like right. It was kind of weird. And it just like, it was like Wi-Fi stayed connected for some weird reason. I wouldn't even thought you could even make a phone call on a flight, but it did. Like, it was weird.
Well, I'm glad that it all worked out for you. And, you know, for all the people that rock, you know, are against technology and especially like social media, but that's really not a part of this. This is one of those instances where thank God for technology.
Dude,
and you got to be there, even though you weren't.
Like, I got to see the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I got to see the whole thing from start to finish. And it sucked. Yeah, I wasn't there. I got to be there the same day and you know, finish off the story, but got to dress him for the first time and do all that stuff. But it was kind of cool because Kelsey's mum, they live in Phoenix. So when they heard the news, obviously her dad was out. He was doing some business away, and so he couldn't make it. But Kelsey's mum flew out, and so she got there in time. She cut the umbilical cord, so that was really cool just for her to be a part of that.
Right.
And, it's just... It was a good result, good ending. So
and
he's healthy. Cool. He was a healthy boy. So
I know we're only 4 months into it, but is a little sister or little brother on the mind by any chance? Are the odds of that happening?
I definitely want to have another one for sure, a boy or a girl. Which I think Kelsey would love to have a little girl, which would be cool. And if you could have it in that order, I'd like to have it in that order. So we'll see.
I can tell you from experience.
Not
anytime
soon.
Yeah,
a little bit of time.
Give it a little bit of time. But
I want to enjoy some. I want to enjoy a couple of years with him, just to, you know, not like when you get a new one that, you know, they get to that age and they get jealous of the new one that comes in. So I kind of want to spend a couple of years or 2 or 3 years with him and just bond with him, and then take on the next chapter.
I completed the set 2 for 2 as well. I had my boy, then had the girl, and about 3 years apart. And my son wouldn't look, touch, hold, feel nothing for the first 3 weeks when she came home. And that was 3 years. So there was that, I'm not the baby anymore. I'm not going to be. So I think he got that. But finally, you know, he warmed up. And it was, we got pictures of that first time, and now he's big bro. And well, the first couple of years, now they're, you know, now they're sibling and they just fight over everything, but you know, which is typical, but there are moments of love there. Absolutely.
Cool. Yeah. I think when you get older, I don't think like that real, like you love your siblings, but you don't know what it is. But then when you get into your teenage years, you start when all your siblings get into their teenage years, I feel like that's when you really start kind of really loving
this really getting person's important. Life. And I'm going to live with them. They're going to be with you most of your life. Let's switch.
Or you might not like them. I don't know.
He's got to fake it during the holidays. Let's switch gears up here. So with the Nitro Circus and X Games and all that, do you spend a lot of time with Pastrana? Have you?
Yeah, over like 12 years of touring with Nitro Circus, got to spend a lot of time with Travis.
What's the craziest thing that you've seen him do that maybe mainstream media and TV or whatnot hasn't covered? Is there any stories like that? Like, did you jump out of a plane naked with him type thing? I mean,
no, we've had a lot of good stories because he's always dragged us into some really cool stuff. I mean, when you're on Nitro Circus, like you travel around different countries and different countries have different things to offer. So, you know, jumping out of planes in New Zealand with him or water rafting and things like that, or obviously going to Pastrana Land, or just honestly just being a part of tour and just traveling around with him is awesome. Like it's always a good time, and he's so outgoing and always trying to find cool stuff to do. So it's inevitable. Like we're always going to do cool stuff. So really cool. I don't know, maybe I'd probably say maybe when he done a double backflip beside Cam Sinclair in, I think it was Brisbane or Gold Coast in Australia. And it was kind of like one of those things that like we'd never think. He'd done it a few times and then it was like he said he'd never do it again. And then he'd done it again. And then you're like, oh, is he going to hang it up? And then he goes and does it again. You're like, it just doesn't stop. Like you think, oh, yeah, he's done. He's finished right now. And then another week later or another month or two later, he's doing something stupid again. So, it's never ending. It's always, I think since watching him as a kid, there's always watching chapters throughout his whole life. There's always just been crazy things that have always stood out and they just keep accumulating and being more and more crazy.
And speaking of that, and then perfect segue, thank you. What you do for a living is not exactly considered blue collar safe, if I could make it. Has your
blue collar is not that safe though. Yeah, it depends on where you work.
Well, okay, I'll wait. You're not sitting behind a desk. How about that?
We'll leave that.
Now that you're a new father, has your perspective changed at all as far as what you do and maybe taking a little bit more care and maybe backing off on the craziness of what you do? Or is that just, nope, this is what I do, that's that?
I don't know if it's like, I'm still young, but I don't know if it's like maybe getting to my 30s, like I'm changing there as well, like thinking differently for future. Like, you know, when you start like your mid-20s, 25, 20, 28, start changing. Your mentality starts changing, right? Like you like start thinking a little bit different than what you did in your early 20s and that. I don't know. I think you've got a responsibility now. So I've got a kid, but the way I pay my bills is doing stupid stuff.
Hence, and that's what I know. There is the big conundrum.
Yeah, I came from Australia, motorcycle. I left school at 15 years old and I was a welder. So I've worked in as a welder engineer and done things like that and fabricating, and obviously didn't do a degree in it, just made more so a laborer, and then just started making a living from riding dirt bikes, and it got better and better, and then finally got to America and now living the American dream. And that's all from riding a dirt bike. Now I have a wife and a kid that I have to support from riding a dirt bike. So I guess I'll keep riding as long as I can. And yeah, just maybe I've always thought things through quite a lot in my career. Like I am crazy. I do crazy things, but I try to be somewhat calculated or try and assess the scenario on the wrist, you know, like hanging out with Travis Pastrana, who's like, go do a double backflip, try this, do that. And you're like, nah, Trav, like, I need to make some money doing some shows. Like, if I get written off just for that, just for the TV show, like, I need to make it, you know, I need to make a living. So, like, I need to weigh up the pros and cons.
Right.
So it is, you know, there's always things happening, and you're always, you know, tempting faith and living on the edge. But, and I always will, but I'll just maybe try and think about things when I'm assessing a new trick for the first time, or doing something big that I've never done before, maybe I will just take a little bit more of a different approach to it, maybe learn a little bit different. Not to say that I haven't always tried to take the right approach for things like that, but I do think about my family and I do think about my kid a lot more now that I have one. So, it's definitely takes a little bit of a change on you, but
yeah, not too bad. It's ever evolving. If you were to impart, and I can ask you this question now because you are a dad, albeit fresh, but still, and I think this question will hit home right now for a lot of people watching or listening to this episode. If you could impart one piece of new fatherly wisdom onto any new dad out there, or maybe they're expecting a child or they just had their new kid, or their new thing, what would that fatherly advice be from Jared McNeil?
Oh, I don't know. Man, you got me there.
It doesn't have to be profound. It could be literally, yeah, you know, how you change the diaper, you know, some fatherly wisdom, new dad wisdom.
I don't like, maybe, I don't know how to say it. You got me good, because I don't want to like stuff it up. I want to try and give some good advice, but I don't know. I guess.
Well, for boys, you need to angle the diaper. You need to angle when you change.
Honestly, I didn't think it was that bad. Like, I didn't think having the diaper situation is really that bad. Like, I've got a pet cow, I've got dogs, and they're always taking shits everywhere, so I'm so used to it. Like, growing up on a dairy farm, the custard, like cow shit's just like custard to me. Like, it looks like yellow custard.
Right.
And so for the first few months and still now, it's like custard. Now it's started to change different colors and that. But like the whole nappy thing. But maybe it would be like something like plant, like, you try and plan all this stuff for having a kid and stuff, and you try and, you know, think your life's going to be way different and things like that. And maybe some advice that I got given was like, maybe just live your life and bring the kid into your life. Don't try and change your life to accommodate the kid. Like, try and make the kid a part of your life, if that makes sense. Like, absolutely. Try and do the things that you normally did and incorporate the kid into those things. So my wife and I like to ride bikes, and like, people are going to be like, oh, don't put your kid on the motorcycle at that age, this and that. And it's like, we've rode bikes our whole lives. We're both good at riding, and you know, like, we want to put him in that environment. We want him to live and be around the things that we do. We want, you know, within the first week of having him home, I had a contest about 40 minutes down the road, and people are like, you can't take your kid outside. Blah blah blah. You can't do that. It's like
yeah, you can.
You can.
They're not going to burst into flames because they went outside.
You know, we have animals, we have cats, dogs, and a couple of people were on there going like, we're filming our baby laying down next to the cat, and they're like, you know that the cat can suffocate your kid, and blah blah blah, and like, so you hear all these things. It's like, always, it's just like when you're about to have a kid, like, people always like, to my wife, like, oh, you know, the pregnancy, this and that. And I think everything like jumbles up. I think like just go with the flow and enjoy the process and
right.
take out all the information you can take in, take it all in, take the good and the bad. But like, I don't know, just go into it like and it'll work itself. It has to work itself out. You'll make it work, but just don't get caught up on all, I guess, maybe all the crap and stuff like people yeah, just exactly. trying to teach you how to run your kid and things like that, or how to grow up and have a kid.
And to all the people who want to tell Jared McNeil and his family to not put his son on a bike, are you kidding me? If there is any human on the planet that is experienced enough to do such, it is that man. So
yeah,
there you go. Disclaimer.
I don't know. I think the biggest thing I've learned is just like you said, just go with it. Just there's every kid is different. I have six kids. Every kid is completely different. Like my baby, everything, every day is a new adventure. It's just got to go with it and just enjoy it. Like it's, you're never going to have these experiences again. So just enjoy everything you can with it.
Definitely. I agree. Yeah. It's like just watching him kind of start noticing his hands and things like that, or just things that we do. And he kind of thinks, oh, maybe that's the same as me. Like, you know, like, I don't know. You just see him like learning every day, which is
really cool. It's nuts. And these are things you can't explain to someone who doesn't have kids who, you know, I thought I understood it and I didn't. No, not until you've lived it and experienced it. It's just the most amazing thing in the whole world. Switching gears again. What's the worst injury Jared McNeil's ever suffered from riding a bike?
I would say my long-term worst injury, like something that's like probably affecting me now, is my back. When I broke my back in 2015.
Yeah, that'll do it.
It's definitely crumbles up your organs a little bit, makes it a little bit different. So, I've had a lot of bad injuries, but broken back a couple of times, and the second time was probably the worst.
Is that caught on film?
No, that was practicing just out of the track. That wasn't even doing freestyle. That was on the motocross track. Yeah, just a rock got caught in my rear brake as I went off a jump and. It didn't work out.
Wow, man. The first time I ever rode a motorcycle of any kind, and this is a learning moment for all you kids out there watching, okay? Don't do what I did. 15 years old, partying at my parents' house where I live. My parents are out of town. I had, we did some shoulder tapping, drinking some beers. An older friend showed up to the party. He had a street bike. And I thought it'd be a good idea to learn how to ride a motorcycle at 15 when I've been drinking for the very first time. And he taught me, and we went around the parking lot and I got the hang of it. And then we went back inside, drank more beers. The night is going on. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning. The owner of the bike is now puking in my bathroom, and there are the keys. But the helmet, my big brother, he's hiding it. Cause he knows, you know, if you don't go out ride a helmet, you know, he's going to protect that. So no one makes stupid decisions. Well, the stupid decision was I don't need the helmet. I learned how to ride this bike. I'm a pro. I took it out and I immediately crashed it. And, four reconstructive surgeries later, a busted knee, a shattered ankle, a gigantic missing piece of my face right here. And that was my first time riding a motorcycle, but it didn't scare me, man. You know, I'll still get on there, and I'm by no means a pro by a long shot, but that is the lesson, kids. Do it right and don't drink and drive. It's stupid. All right. There's my story.
That'll happen.
Yeah,
that'll
it happen. Does. Especially though they're very fast. And apparently you can lean a much farther the faster you go, which I didn't realize. So, you know, I locked the brakes up, flew over the front handlebars, crash, roll. It's terrible. It sucked.
What about old mate's bike?
Oh, yeah, the bike, he got beat up. He was not happy about it at all. But the thing, it ran. I'm walking basically the left side of my body. My left leg was just didn't function. I jacked my knee, shattered the ankle. It's the jeans are shredded. You could literally wring out the blood. It was so bad. It just didn't function. But I was in so much shock. I picked the bike back up and I rode it back to my house, which was about I don't know, half mile away, and got into my house. Everyone saw me. I mean, literally, there's glistening jawbone sticking out because I tore all the flesh off my face. And there is like my big brother. He's just, oh shit, mom and dad are going to kill me. Then they're going to kill you. But I really, they got me to the hospital. Everything was fine. A week later, he came and said, dude, you know, you totally jacked up my bike, bro. What are we going to do about it? And I says, I'm 15, man. I can't even work yet. And if you tell my parents about this, you know, I told them I was going down a hill on a mountain bike, not up a hill on a motorcycle. So if you come to them and tell them, they're going to catch my lie. And anyway, we worked out a deal. I think I worked for them, or I maybe gave them a Nintendo and some games. It whatever the case. But yeah, that was my first motorcycle story, man.
That's awesome.
Nick,
you live and learn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm married and I'm not allowed to ride motorcycles, so there's that.
That's no fair. Not even like a street bike, a freaking Harley.
So you need to start. Did you start riding though before you were married? Because that's what
I know. Or
did you ride? Then you got married. Then it stopped.
Yes. So I rode a little bit, not a lot, and then I got remarried, and she said no. So
I'm lucky that mine rides, and her family, they're all. Yeah. They're all professional riders, so it's kind of in the family.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So that works out for me on that side.
Good stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Nick, have you prepared?
I did have a fast five.
Yeah, yeah. Introduction.
And then JP took two of my questions. That's like he read my fast five that I created
literally 10 minutes
before the interview.
What were the two questions?
First injury and advice to new dads.
Okay, but those are questions that I always ask, man. Well, except for the worst injury. I always ask that one. You're not supposed to recycle my questions during the Fast Five, which is your segment. It's a learning experience. So, you know what? You can come up with a couple more on the fly. But, Jared, the Fast Five, it's five questions real quick that he likes to ask. You can answer them. You don't have to answer them. They're fun. They're quick. And here we go. Nick, let's do it.
All right.
Okay, if you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
It'd be Trump 2024.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for now shying away 50% of our audience.
Maybe. Jared? I don't know, unless there's another better candidate, but I'll take something better than what we have. So, yeah, that's what the billboard's going to say. Right. Or just get out and do a good vote. I don't know.
I'm going to take it a step further and just say Joe Rogan 2024.
Yeah.
Oh, because that's going to go over well.
Perfect. Yeah.
I'd vote for him. Joe.
Yeah, you're the best lesson you've learned as a new dad. Like, have you, like, you know, what's something that sticks out to you?
Best lesson. I guess kind of what we touched on before, just, just kind of go with the flow. And then, just make it, incorporate him into your life and make him and fit into your life. Yeah.
All right. If you were stuck on an island and you had to watch it.
This is my question.
I'm going to leave that one for JP.
No, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Okay. If you're stuck on an island and you could watch only one movie or TV show and somehow there's power on this island and a DVD player and a TV, what would it be?
Crap. Honestly, I don't really watch TV.
Music.
I don't know. This the other day, my wife we started this TV show, Pam and Tommy. So it's Pamela Anderson and Tommy.
Yeah.
I've got to check that out.
And I don't watch TV shows, so I've only watched a couple of episodes. And fuck, it was pretty funny. Like it's pretty funny. So maybe I'll just do that for now because. That's the only thing I can come up with in my head. And I'd rather just check out the island and go and explore and not even have anything to do with the TV.
So that's the best answer we've had yet.
It is. Yeah. It is.
The TV. I'd honestly rather just go find creatures or do something if there's a jungle on it or something. I don't know.
Now, see, what I would do though, if like in this case, he answers that question, but if you were just, you know, I would have changed it to be like, look, this island is literally the size of about a 1300 square foot home. So there's no exploring to do. There's sand. You get one fishing pole and somehow there's power on this island. And only thing you can do for entertainment is fish, watch TV and listen to music. Then they have to answer the question. You have to watch a TV show. You have to listen to one music.
Give the rules, because like if it had trees, I'd build like a shack on it, or like, you know, I'd rub some sticks together and make a fire. You know, cook a fish or something. I don't know.
All right.
So I do know if I'm ever stuck on an island, I want to be stuck with Jared.
Yeah, we'll be finding something fun to do.
Oh hell yeah! Okay, your scariest jump you've ever done.
Scariest jump I've ever done. Probably the first backflip I did to dirt was probably one of the scariest things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably my first backflips on a full size motorcycle was probably one of the scariest things. Yeah.
Did you practice with a foam pit beforehand?
Yeah. Practice foam pits and water with BMX bikes, foam pits. Yeah. Little pit bikes to dirt, which wasn't as scary. Just the big bike was a little bit more, bit more intimidating.
Yeah. So, all right. Yeah. Last question. Your favorite local place to eat at?
Dude, that's a sick one. Hobo's Barbecue in Temecula is my buddy Al's place. And this is the go-to place. I just take my buddies there. He's got, a bar on one side and then kind of like a restaurant attached on the other side. So you can go the bar theme or you can go the restaurant theme. And it's just a really nice local place. And I know the owner and just, good barbecue. Yeah.
Nice.
Are you a beer man or a liquor man?
Honestly, I'm not even really, I don't even drink.
I probably should have came up with that one first.
I crushed my spleen. I've crushed my liver. Well, lacerated my liver, crushed my spleen. I've got like one of my kidneys isn't fully functioning like it should have, just from injuries, which are some bad injuries that I've had in the past, which is another one that would probably stack up with my back. But yeah, when I drink alcohol, not to say that I didn't drink when I was younger and stuff like that, you know, growing up in Australia, the drinking age is a lot younger. So, you know, it's kind of normal. It's like part of our culture back there in Australia to drink. And so I had my fair share of good times. You know, Krusty Demons back in the day, Nitro Circus.
Krusty Demons and Dirt. And I remember that,
we had tons of good times. Like, don't get me wrong, I've had my fair share of beers or drinks, but not a big drinker. Just doesn't, just my body's just aching pain when I drink. It's not like a normal hangover. It's like agony, like it's poisoning my body. So try not to drink too much anymore. If I do, it's good occasions. But if I was going to choose a drink, I'd do probably like a Captain and Coke, something like that.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
But it'd be pretty weak. It'd be like a shot of Captain to like a tall glass of Coke.
So. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
80-20%.
I got one more. Yeah,
exactly.
What's your favorite type of music?
Honestly, I listen to all genres of music.
Do you have a CD player or tape player in your car?
I got Bluetooth. No.
Okay. That
Bluetooth connection from my phone.
Okay. What's the last song?
I've got a CD player. Yeah. One of them might have a tape. My 550, my old 550 might have a tape player in it. My 350 has a CD player in it.
They're just trying to figure out what CD or tape is in that player in the car. And that would be, what's the last thing you listen to?
Dude, there's actually a CD in either the 550 or the 350.
Oh, no.
Right when he's about to answer. I think the wife came home. Jared, are you there?
Oh.
Let's see if he comes back. Look at this face, too. Everyone watching on YouTube right now.
He's really excited.
This is there. He's back.
There he is.
Back. All right. What happened? Where'd you go?
We lost you. You were literally about to answer the question about the car and what's in it. You look super excited, and then we got nothing. So what was it?
Because it was a 350 that was, I don't know the CD, but I'll have to go out there and get it out of it. But there was a CD in there that I know that. And there was an old pair of the dude's glasses still up in the like pop down like glass holder. it was like this dude that like is a grandfather that passed away. And I'm stoked on the truck. It was like a night. I had like 79,000 miles I bought it on for like 15 grand. It's like, I'm like a bargain hunter. Like I loved it. It's sick.
That's bad. Yeah, buddy. All right. He is Jared McNeil, Nitro Circus, Motocross Superstar Extraordinary. Haven't you won like the most medals in the X Games of all competitors? I'm just going to leave it at that. He has won the most medals.
We'll just say that. All Aussies. I've got the most out of all Australians.
All right.
The most medals. Hey. I'm the only person to do four back-to-back gold medals in a row.
Yes, sir. 9 gold medals last I checked. Yeah. And I did a little digging. I went down the rabbit hole of Jared McNeil. Ben or Nick, did you call Ben? Did you look up to see if they knew each other?
No. So our manager, Ben Carey, he's actually from Australia. His stepson is like super, super into what you do, X Games, Nitro Circus. So sick. I was going to ask him if he knew you or ask you if you knew him. Ben was in Lifehouse. He was in Savage Garden.
He's like one of the most famous musicians out there. Guitar player.
What's his name?
Ben Carey.
Ben Carey.
Well, it seems like the names are ring a bell because obviously Carey, but yeah.
Yeah, he's from Australia.
Let's see a photo of him.
I can whip that out. Let's see who's quicker.
So who did he play for? He was
in Lifehouse for 12 years. He was before that. He was in Savage Garden. He's been in the band Tal Bachman.
Savage Garden. I've never heard of Lifehouse. I don't think. I probably know their songs though. I'm really bad with
Can you see it, Jared?
Names of songs and bands. You there?
Oh yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Do I have to talk for you to see? I'm going to keep talking. Talk. There it is.
I can't zoom in on it. Go a bit closer.
I don't know if it'll focus that close. Let's see.
Yeah, now it's super blurry, huh?
Yeah.
That's about as close as I can get it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you can check it out, Wonderoff. Ben Carey.
Yeah, I'll check him out.
You guys, I mean, if you put both of you in a room together anywhere in the States. Aussie? Yeah.
Yeah. He's yeah.
And yeah. Where are you based at?
We're based out of Oregon.
Oregon.
But he lives in Vegas.
Whereabouts in Oregon?
Southern Oregon, Southern Medford. Oregon. I'm in Medford. He's in Grants Pass, about 30 miles above the California border along the I-5.
Yep.
In fact, Nitro Circus has been to town. A few years back.
Shasta, right? Are you near Mount Shasta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're about 2.5 hours, 3 hours north of Mount Shasta.
Yeah, I've done that drive up there to Washougal, like up to Washington a couple of times. And like gone over the new big bridge that they put over the lake and stuff.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
We're getting close to running out of time here. What is next for Jared McNeil when it comes to career and work? When we're done here, are you getting on a plane and doing some Nitro Circus? You got any races coming up? What do we got here in the near future?
Yeah. So, what have I got coming up? Over the next couple of weeks, I'm just be at home, just practicing, doing stuff around here. I've got some stuff to do with Caterpillar out in Peoria. So, with their brand ambassador program. So I'll be heading flying. I'm not sure. I may drive or may fly. I'm like on the fence right now, because straight after that, I have to go to Daytona, Florida. So, there's a Monster Energy, show happening there that I have to attend. So, basically I'm on the fence. If me and my filmer want to drive from here to Peoria, Illinois,
that's a haul.
Do 3 or 4 days there and then drive to Daytona and then back. So it'd be a little trip around America, but I'm always down for
absolutely. That's a haul, but
flying.
You get there quicker, but I'll tell you what, it gets tiring driving sometimes, but when you go into it with the intention of, I want to see this land. There's something to be said about that, man. And especially if you drive a Tesla, it's way easier, Nick, just saying.
Dude, you got to stop every 30, you got to stop every like 300 to sit for 30 minutes, do you?
No, every 300 miles, maybe a 15, 20 minute stop, but you got to stop and put gas in your car anyway, and you got to pee and you got to eat.
Get a feed, do all that.
It works out well, and the car drives itself sometimes. It's just absolutely amazing.
Those cars are pretty sweet. Like electric's definitely becoming the thing. I'm not going to lie. Yep.
There's my garage right now. I got my Tesla, and I just bought an old Fox Body Mustang. Look at that thing.
Dude, the Teslas are funny. My buddy bought a new one, and he couldn't remember how to open up the glove compartment, even though it's on the touch screen. But
anyway,
he didn't open the glove. He's like, man, I don't remember how to open it. Hey, Tesla, open the glove box. And the thing just pops open.
Yep.
It's just like, what the heck?
You know what's funny, too? I'll end it on this note. There's a lot of Easter eggs when it comes to these cars and the charging port. So, you know, the door that opens up so you can plug her in to charge it, you can tell it open butthole and the door opens. I'm not even kidding. True story. True story.
Elon's just a madman. We can just do whatever the fuck we want.
So, pretty much.
As if you wouldn't, though. As if you wouldn't do that. It's like when people do, like, I'm not into video games, but I've seen and heard a lot of people talk about, like, things like that in video games where they hide tokens or, you know, I had this farm simulator game, and you could go around and get all the tokens, and then it would give you, like, all the grain and, like, all the best stuff that you could sell and make money, and you could just, like, basically cheat the game.
Right.
So like, it just seems like that. There's, like, cheats in the car. You can, like, cheat the car.
Yeah, I wish. Where's the one where all of a sudden it spits out hundreds? That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
He is Jared McNeil. Jared, man, that is about all the time we have today on the show. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to hang out with us and talk dad life, man. It was amazing. It was fun. I'm going to present you. I'm going to plant a seed with you before we leave every single year, and we're coming up on it, Nick. We're getting closer. We need to start scheduling these. We do a Father's Day special, and by every year, I mean this year will be the second, where we bring back as many of our previous guests from the last year on the show for like 10-15 minutes, and we get about 85 squares up on that screen, and we all wish each other a happy Father's Day and ask how our year's been and just banter back and forth for a bit. It's the Dadcast Father's Day special. I'm asking you if that's something you'd be interested in, obviously, if schedules allow.
Definitely.
Yeah, buddy.
If I'm scheduled open, and you guys, let's do it.
It will hit you up, and it'll be fun, man. You see all of a sudden you're hanging out and talking with, you know, that guy who was in that movie and that guy who was in that TV show that you would know nothing of because you don't watch TV or movies. But there's other, you know, musicians, and, you know, it'll be fun. It's good stuff.
Jared, that sounds like a good time.
Absolutely. Good luck with everything, man. Congratulations on that new baby of yours. Trust me, it doesn't get any easier. You're in the easy part right now, believe it or not.
You are in the easiest part that you're ever going to see.
Beware of 15 to 19, just saying.
Yep.
And, you know, and tread lightly, my friend. We will talk soon. Very, very much appreciate you. You have a good rest of your day. Nick, you got anything else you want to add?
Oh, man, thank you so much, dude. This was awesome. I'm stoked you said yes.
My wife kind of put me up for it. So she kind of threw me in there. She's like, hey, have you seen this podcast and that? And she's kind of telling me about it and showing me. I'm like, oh, sweet. And obviously getting a chance to go on it, you know, I love to have a chat. So
that's what we like.
Thank you.
You know, there's lots of this isn't your typical interview. Typically, when you go on, I'm sure they ask all about your career and your gold medals and the X Games and, you know, movie stars. You want to ask about their latest movie or whatever. Every time we propose, hey, we want to talk about our kids. And if they're down, most of the time, everyone's like, that is unique and awesome. We would love to. So, and we appreciate the idea that you came on, man. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you put me on the spot, but it's like, you know, a couple of times, but I want to say the right things and not mess up, but it's like, it's new. It's all new to me.
Yeah,
like,
it's super new. Wait till you have that second kid. And then the questions are going to be like, you know, and then you're going to compare them both. And you're like, that one was hard. Yeah. This one was easy. This and that, et cetera.
Remember, though, the second kid doesn't make you a pro. I'm on kid number six, dude. And it's a whole new ballgame, man. It's different every day. It's so just, it's amazing and unreal every day. My little guy is just, he surprises me with everything he does.
Yeah, no pressure, Jared. No pressure.
No pressure.
To everyone listening and to everyone watching, thank you very so much for your support. We appreciate you. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe, like, comment. You got a question for Jared, put it down in the comments below. Once again, this episode has been brought to you locally by KMVU Fox 26. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Take care, everyone. And thank you, Jared. See you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.